Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The shir should be a special schluss for every morning. Mimarazi Sheyichyu. It's Moshe Tevashtin, Raisal Moshe Mordechai. In the Sefer Hamashbir, there's a Torah journal called Hamashbir, which is Torah's, about Torah's Ravadi Yosef, which I love because Torah's Ravadi Yosef is just so geschmack. You know, you have such a bright kite. Who else takes you everywhere? Saying every Rishon, every Acharon, from Yemen, from Morocco, from Galicia, from Russia, from Vilna, from Tunisia, from Eretz Yisrael, from Detroit, from Bold, every Sefer, Rav Adi Yosef, Mamish, Pile Plos, and with such clarity also Rav Adi writes. I love it. I love Rav Adi Yosef, and so this is actually the beginning of the Sefer. They have articles from him himself. So here's a fascinating tshuva. He writes about a kosher aide. Odos isha shenisis b'chuppa v'kiddushin b'misrat ha'rabanut b'Yerushalayim. He had a woman who was married with chuppa v'kiddushin in the Rabbanut, and afterwards she gets she separates from her husband. She doesn't get a get for a number of years. And when she is separated from her husband, as is the wont with the non-from world, she finds herself another man with whom she is intimate. And Rachmana Litzlan, she has a son with him before actually receiving a get. And now this son has reached marriageable age, and he wants to get married, obviously, and he might be a mamzer. So what are we going to do to be matir this boy? So it turns out that one of the Eidei Kiddushin, in this marriage with her husband, was a lawyer who had this very, very non-halachic fetish to turn to the secular courts. We know that in halacha, if one at all can, one must go to a beis din. And the only way secular courts are permitted is if one receives a special heter from the beis din to go to the secular court, or obviously if it's something that beis din doesn't deal with. I don't know if you have a traffic regulations or something like that. There's no such beis din, so then you can go. But we're talking about wherever there's a beis din, one has to go to the beis din. I have a sign up in my in the bulletin board of my shul I saw a few days ago that there's a big fight in a certain community in the United States between in a family that just received a Yerusha, and the letter, what it said was that the Rabbanim of the, I don't know what it was doing. I didn't understand what it was doing in my neighborhood. I live in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rabbanim of the Dayanim and the Beis Din said that names so-and-so and so-and-so came to us, and they want to be judged in the Beis Din, and their siblings so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so refused. And they're threatening the brothers are threatening the Beis Din, they're threatening, they're getting, causing trouble. So we're giving these so-and-so and so-and-so who came to us, we're giving them a heter to go to the secular courts to get money that's rightfully theirs. Obviously, there's unfortunately a big family fight going on right now in the United States. So I was really curious who this family was. I looked them up, and I don't know, it seems the father wasn't a rich man in any way, shape, or form. They were arguing over $50. But maybe the father did have, who knows? You know, sometimes there's generational wealth, and maybe he had investments on the side. I don't know. It's really none of my business. But since it was already publicized, because it was on the bulletin board of the shul, and and this was a letter, there's a public letter that everybody should know. I don't know why everyone has to know, but that was the public letter. So I was wondering what it has to do with our neighbor. It turns out that a relative lives in my neighborhood, and he was the one who put it up. So just in case anyone has to know. But do they have that with people who refuse to give a get, right? The people who are who make their wives into agunas, so they publicize their names. Everybody should know not to give them an aliyah, not to be nice to them, to pressure them, to make them realize that whatever is mutar al pi halacha in order to get a get for this woman. So depending on the circumstances, obviously, they're halachas, but sometimes, unfortunately, you have people who are their begedir rishayim, person who is not, it's not lotzai's dina, He's not listening to the Beis Din. He's threatening the Beis Din. He's mivat the Beis Din. He's a din rasha. It's mistamir. It's a mitzvah to be mefarsim. Such a person, everybody should know to stay away from him and that he's a bad person. So anyway, that's what the Beis Din paskin. That's what the Beis Din decided, and therefore you can go to the secular courts, and that people shouldn't think negatively of those people who do go to the secular courts because they had to. The Chabad, when they stole the stolen Svarim, right? Everyone knows the story that a member of the Rebbe's family was stealthily removing Svarim from the Chabad library until he was caught, and then had a big court case. And Dida Netzach, and they're still celebrating to this day that they won the library. He claimed that it belonged to my grandfather, and Memela Amiyarish. And the Rebbe side claimed that it belongs to Chabad. And Memela, the Chabad Rebbe is the Irish. Chabad won. Any event, but they did that in a secular court. You see, unfortunately, all the time, you see Hasidish groups and frum people going to secular court. So I'm sure that the Rebbe had a heter to do so. Otherwise, he would not have done so. But Chil Hashem, a lot of times that the Goyim see what goes on, all the bad stuff that goes on in our communities. Unfortunately, very sad, very, very sad. I'm not saying anything bad about anybody. I'm not passing judgment on who did what. I'm just saying, halavai, halavai, everybody should do what they're supposed to do. And we have Baruch Hashem Jewish law, and we start the tshuva. The Ravadia's job here is to be matir, this young man who wants to get married. And Ravadia is a superstar at being matir, potential mamzerim. Vini adu mashkasav aram himself ilchasan hedrin. Anybody goes to secular courts is a rasha, and he's a blasphemer, he's a scorner, kilu, and he's raising his hand in the Torah of Moshe. And in the Chuvas Maharas Sason, Simkuf Nunches, Shekhaloim, Rashamotu, Lestain Barkois, Mishamdin, Lamachusadin, Utoye, Meoid, Vigazlan, Huva Rasha Mikri. Anyone who says, but you can judge in the secular courts, Altsdina de Malchusa is making a big mistake. He's a thief and an evildoer. And since he's Pasul Eidus, so this lawyer who habitually goes to secular courts against Halacha is Pasul Eidus and Mamela, the Kedushin Arbatel. And therefore the son is Kasher Lava Bekal. Beautiful. That's easy. Ivra, however, the emes is, says Chacham Ovadia, maybe he made a mistake. And he thinks that it's okay. Because they're Jewish judges. There were those who claim that. And in Medina Yisrael, since you have a Jewish judges, even though the laws are not Jewish, most of them, it's a admixture of it's a little bit of Jewish law, some Turkish law, some English law, some this law, some that law. No. So, but he thinks it's mutter. Avaladavar Yadua, no go. Don't say he thinks it's mutter. Adavar Yadua shemefursem adavar b'chalei tekshores shegaonei ador chrizu. Everyone knows in the press that the great gaonim have announced that the din of these shoftim is kedin arkos. It's called the secular court, and if somebody judges by them, he's called a rasha. He's meirim yad b'teres Moshe ukilu chirev v'gidev. Uvechol zot orach din hazeh lo nirta. So it's very, very, very unreasonable to believe, untenable, that this lawyer never heard of the isser of going to secular courts. You know, he's an educated man. He went to law school, and all the years he never heard that you're not allowed to go to a secular court, and he didn't care. He went anyway. So he's pasul eidus. And there's a tshuva of Moshe Sternbach, others. Maybe we had a shiur on it many years ago. On being a lawyer in halacha. So we know that every, Hi, Mrs. Moskowitz, you have very cute sons. How old are they? Oh, David, the doctor, he's 3. Stephen, the lawyer, he's 1.5. You know, that's used to be a doctor and a lawyer. Today being a doctor is, it's my daughter, Shoshana, my daughter, Talia. It's the girls who are becoming doctors today. And the boys are going into finance. Because the money is in finance. So girls do what girls are good at, which is being caregivers, which is being sensitive, and giving, caring, and helping diminish the pain of others. And men are doing what men do very well, which is make money. Not that men aren't sensitive, not that women don't know how to make money, but we still believe that there are differences between the genders. In any event, today, at least half of all medical students are female. But in finance, you see, it's a heavily male-dominated profession. So many Jewish mothers, they dream that their son should be a lawyer, my son should be a lawyer. It's like a great thing, but it's not so pashut. So there are many good Ehrlich lawyers, and I'm not judging them. And everybody has to know the halachas, what's mutter and what's aser. And but in general, the klal is not to go to secular courts unless one has special permission to do so. And even if you say that this person maybe didn't know that it's aser to go to secular courts, but there's still a suffix. And we see in Tyson Sanhedrin 25b, that's how I got to this, because we had another shiur, series of shiurim dealing with that tosis and this inyan, so did a search on the otzer, and I came across this tshuva. I'm not a bucky in the Kol Sifrei HaMashbir, right? In any event, so Tosis says in Sanhedrin that even though there's an isser, the isser of lasach marat beloy dami mashmalu, can I read above mitzio, mashnaim toim, lasach marat the have after the yav dami, yishlam ishkenu emes. Dafkib the low dummy over losachm. It says in the Rambam Mitzia and Dafheim with Beis that the Yisr of losachmod, people think, is without money. People merely think that. So the mashmos of the Gemara is, but they're mistaken. Because even if you pay, you're still over on losachmod. Losachmod is not only if you take an item without paying for it, but it's losachmod. Even if you do pay for it, it's lo sachmo. That's the mashmos of the Gemara, that they're making a mistake when they say it's only below dami. And then Tosa says, no, kenu emes, it's dafka below dami. Only if you don't pay, you get an item and you covet, you don't pay for it, then you're over on lo sachmo. This week's parasha. But if you do pay for it, then you're not over. So that's only because the MS is, and that's why the Gemara is talking about being pasul l'shvua. The MS is dafka below to me, like they think. But mashma, if it's not true, if they were making a mistake, and it's even b'dmei, even if you pay for the item, you're over in Los Achbod, and they were mistaken about it, they'd be puzzled. That's the mashmos of the Gemara. So writes the Smag, cited by the Erech HaShulchan, not the Arech, the Erech HaShulchan. This is Friday Sefer. Choshe Mishpat Lamed Aleph Otz Lamed Aleph. So you see that even if you make a mistake, he's over in Isser, and he's mistaken about it, he's still puzzled. Eidus. Here's talking about puzzled Shua. Same idea. Ayin Shara Melech, Gerishin 4:4, he brings the Pri Chodesh, who says that people don't think something is aser, then they're kasher le'edus. But the Shara Melech argues, and he brings Tosis in Sanhedrin 24b, that if a person lends with ribis, since people don't think it's aser, he's pasul midrabanan. If he would know it's aser, he's pasul doiraisa. But he doesn't know it's pasul midrabanan. So you see, there's a person is pasul. We can be machalik that if there's no chimud mamon like Edom, who sign on a star that has ribis, and they have no hana at all from it, so we should be machshir them leidus, because assume that they are making a mistake, because why would they do an iser with no purpose? But if you're malvav a ribis, if there's something, you're doing it because you won't love money, then you're not told of a toast. You assume the person's doing it on purpose. So al kopanim, that's asur midrab, they're pasul midrabanan. And this Eirich Din has chimud mamon, because he's getting money for this, for his job. So memela, we're going to pasul him. And then if you're going to say to me, wait a second, we have the Rambam, Eidus 11:6. That those who are pasul le'edus midivreim tzrichim hachraza, you have to announce in shul and base medrash that these people are pasul eidus. V'chol eidus sheidu kodem shechvizu aleim akavlu moshe kadei shalab itzchusam shlo eidu v'em shepsul meim v'psul medivrayim. V'chem pasul shulchan aruch v'leir chvizu aleim. Wait a second. They didn't announce that this aruch din is pasul eidus. So until it's announced, he's kosher. He says, no, holo kaver, that's not going to mess us up. Why? Because then Ukiyosef Yosef writes, on Hedrin 25a, that even though the Mishnah, it says, Psule derabban, and Psule eidus derabban, bin achorazi, shalom, do bin achorazi, l'mishum psay de l'kuchas. You know, in achorazi, so that people don't lose money. But they're possibly without, even without achorazi. So here there's no psay de l'kuchas. Here there's nobody losing money. So maybe we can possibly even without achorazi. So right to the Chuvas Harad Baz, chayla gimel tafkuf nun gimel, d'lor minin achayla beidus mamen, k'dei shalai efsidu ba'al yachoyves, ha'al beidus shal iser, harayim sulam af b'loy achorazi. So that's only beidus mamen, in order that the l'kuchas shouldn't lose out, the ba'al yachoyves shouldn't lose out. People shouldn't lose money. So there you need achorazi. They're going to take eidim, who are bad eidim, they didn't know. They're going to end up losing money. So we have rachmanis, and then we say, only if there's achorazi, they pasalize their kosher. But if it's an eidus iser, they're pasalizing without achorazi. So here we're talking about Eidus Isser. So you don't need Achoreza. And the Tshuvas HaMarimat writes, Evin Ezer, Simon Mem Gimel, that even though Psule Eidus from the Vrayim Tzvichem Achoreza, that's only Aver Durabonan. But Aver Duraisa, that's the Achoreza, that the Rabban and Isser Duraisa, they don't need Achoreza. And then he also says, that's only Dvarim Shebem Mammon. So in the Mishnah Lamelech, he says it's Mochach like that from the Rambam, 4-6 Malve Velove. So it's muhti rekinas hakadola choshen mishpat, and brought in the Birkei Yosef lamadal tchisivkan tchav zayin, and so right. So in the Tshuvas Rabbeinu Yosef Mislutsk, in Simon Nun Tes, so it's Reisham at Beis Tshuvas Amudei Eish v'chudishim Ram Shif. Then I go and Rutsiyos Tzvi Halevi Tiv Kedushin. Pavgav Shiram Chok Momrim Oplug Rabbanan. Hine Otsur Rabbeinu. Okay, so you have all these sources that say that they're Beseder Gamor. That they're pasul, excuse me, they're pasul eidus even without achorazah if we're not dealing with nyanim mammon. And some people say, lo plug, everybody needs achorazah. So even though, and therefore they shouldn't be, this guy shouldn't be pasul because he didn't have achorazah. Wasn't announced. There's another svara. And that is that he did an aver daraisa. So even if it's psul after doing this aver daraisa is only derabanan, but since he did an Aveiru Daraisa, he doesn't require Achorazah like the Marimat writes. And going to Goisha courts is Daraisa. And in the Tshuvis Mari Kolon, in Simon Chof, he writes in the Neshem Rabbeinu Rabigder. Did I tell you that Rabbeinu knows a lot of sources? That B'davar Shem Regilu Min Adam Litois, when people usually don't make a mistake about something, then you don't assume you made a mistake. And here people don't make a mistake about it. People know that you're now allowed to go to secular courts. Noisef al kach, Rabbanidon Karv Levadai, he definitely heard about it. He's over B'Sha'at Nefesh. He's just Mevat Mezalzel in Torah. So it's a Suffolk Pasul Min HaTorah. And Suffolk Pasul Min HaTorah doesn't require Hachorazah. So this guy, Suffolk Pasul Min HaTorah. No Hachorazah necessary. So we have a Sveik Sveika that he doesn't need Hachorazah. It's a Dvar 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 Isser. And even if we always say you need Hachorazah, but here he's over in a Doraisa. And that itself is a piersum. There you don't need a, since he's over in Isser Daraisa, there you don't need achraza. But it's almost 98%, 100% that he heard. So you don't have to worry about it. In the Tshuvas Toiras Chesed Milublin, Ravadia says that's one of his favorite Tshuvas farm. Toiras Chesed Milublin, Rav Shneir Zalman Milublin, the Gaon Olam. The Machon Yerushalayim republished his Sfar. Machon Yerushalayim is mamash a beautiful publishing house. Just today, I received my order that I got the Heilige Masses Moshe, Hagoyen Rav Moshe Chavroni. They put out Machon Yerushalayim 5 volumes of his Chidushim on Shas. I'm sure they're going to put out more, but in the meantime, 5 volumes. So I received that in the mail today, among other things. Very happy day for me. In any event, they also put out the Tshuvas Toras Chesed. With new print. They make beautiful new print. They put footnotes. Ah, it's the schmack. They fix mistakes. This isn't Chelek Eben Ezra Simon Vavrat. He said he writes very clearly. He likes the Teres Chesed. So he brings the Tumim in Simon Lamadal, Tzivkan Yud Aleph, who explains Tosis Hanedrin, Dodder, Mina Dechad Lo Mashmal and Chidi Sir Lam Suleidus. That the Tosis says that if that where people don't think it's usur. They're not pasul eidos. Hanu mishum lekan lecheskes kashrus, because we're mamed them lecheskes kashrus. That if they would know it's usur, they wouldn't be either. But if there's a reis on lecheskes kashrus, even if the rovin isn't a rabbanon, it's memeila chazar devil shel torah psulim in atayra. So you want to say that if people don't know, they're not pasul eidos. That's only because they have a cheskes kashrus. But if they lose a cheskes kashrus, then they go back to being pasul min atayra. So writes the Ramban at Tshuva. Simon Yud Beis, Shadim Shem Lo Mikol Lo Mishlo Der Cheretz Afkel Adino Shem Psul Mamish Mekom Yachshu Su Kurekim Poichzim Lo Adif Mi Amarat Shpasalaitis. People who don't know, they don't learn. Not Chumish, not Mishnah, Garnish, not Der Cheretz. They sit around all day and they surf on the internet and they play backgammon. So such people are Pasul. They're Pasul Mamish Leidus, and they're Huchzigo Kurekim Poichzim, and they're no better than Amarat who are Pasul Leidus. So Nidon Didon, in our case, he's Misalim Kolil. He's completely ignoring. Midask Oine Ador. He's going after his money. Big money, he likes to go to court and make money bad. So Mimela, he is puzzle the Edus. And Agon Milablin and Shubis Taras Chesed, that we mentioned, writes moreover, Shadavar She Iker, Aisu Yadua, Akshutar Lachalik Midaitil Hamtil Hatir Badulin Puzzle Edus. If Iker, it's Usser. But he makes a chiluk and he says, no, but in my case, it's Mutter, he's also Puzzle Edus. So everybody knows the Iker Isser, so maybe he's making a chiluk and he's saying, oh, but in Medina Yisrael, it's a Jewish judge and he wears a yarmulke. And he davens with a havarashkin azit. He says yiskadol v'yiskadash. So it must be that it's kosher to go to him and be judged based on a Turkish and English law. So he's making a chiluk. No, 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 no. Since he knows the ikar iser, even though he makes a chiluk, it doesn't work. Even if he's making such a chiluk. And then Ravadi writes in Israel, we know there's a big war between the secular courts and the Torah establishment. Ubefrat, achar shebeit mishpat elyon, and he writes elyon in parentheses, like it's so high. In the high court, the Supreme Court, hechtzifu pneim, chutzpah, lager yisoydes ha-toyra befarhesia, kayadu alakol. He can't say, I don't know. And then we can be mitzaref, the tshuvas divrei rivos, in Simon Reish Lamed Aleph. So since the rif and the rivosh hold, that a makadish besuli edus to rabbanan yichoshin l'kudushim klal, v'ene tzricha get, shmukadish gade to rabbanan makadish. So it could be that even psulei edus derabbanan are puzzled. So we could, if we can't pass them deraisa, we can pass them derabbanan. And then he discusses elsewhere the pasul and eighth kedushin shaloi b'fanov. Mashikasa vayim mashikasa b'tshuvas yabi oimer chelik ches simen ches ois beis. Avnei Nezer, Avnei Nezer, Simen Kufchof Dalit. He says the Kadushan are batal, even if you pass them Shalom b'fanav. Tshuvas Ezra Yisrael, and Tshuvas Chesed Avram, Kaman Chelik Choshen Mishpat Simen Sof Simen Vav. He writes that an aid who's rushed to Hamas, he is a chimud mammon for money, even if it's an aver she'ein bo malchus. Usually you're only pass aver she'ish bo malchus, but it's not chimud mammon. So then you're passed if there's no malchus, and here we're dealing with chimud mammon. So that's all as far as the Eidus goes. And we have another issue over here, that there's a suffix, Shemimi Goinis Abra. Maybe the man who had this father desire this baby, this boy who wants to get married now, is a Goy. Maybe she was Mizana with him. She was Mizana with other guys also. So if you have a man and a woman in jail, and the only two people are there, so then it's him. But otherwise, this woman is Mafki herself to him. She's Mafki herself to this guy she's with, her boyfriend. So she's mafka fell to other people too. She's a married woman. What's she doing sleeping with other men? So we can say there's also a suffix that she was mafka herself to another man, and the father is a guy, and the kid's not a mamzer. And the Shemaitzer brings the name of the Pnei Yoshua. That's Haram, and we pass him Sveik the rice of the Chumra is only Midrabanan. That the Torah says to be matir a suffik mamzer, afila rov psula metzla. Even rov psula metzla, that would make the child a mamzer. We're still matir because anyway, sveik daraisa luchumra is midrabanan. So why do you need a pasuk to be matir a suffik mamzer? So the Pnei Yoshua's Torah says even if it's rov psula. So here would be a tzad also to be mekel because assume that it was from even if most of the people would make the kid a mamzer, it doesn't matter. We assume it was from the mute. And so I'd say for Ansei Razim, Yeshua Siankiv, Ebenezer Simadalit, Ba'arocho Sir Aleph, Beis Meir Simadalit, Sivkonchav above, Shuvas Oinig Yom Tif discusses this Yerida Deya Simenayin Aleph Daft Sadi Zayin Soif Amud Dalid. Shuvas Ches Teres Chesamilu Blin Chelik Evan Ezra Simetes Isay writes that even though the Suffolk Shem Nesabri Goyin of Suffolk Shakel, it's not a 50-50, maybe it's a mute, but if you have another another Suffolk 50-50 Suffolk, so that makes it a good Sveik Sveika. Because we're Samech Miut Alapaga, Bahavale Ruba, we have the 50-50 together with the Miut, and then you have the odds are that you could be Mekel. And okay, he's mitzarif other inyanei sfeikus. So that is the foundation to be matu this woman. That we want to say the father might be a goy, and we want to passel this the aid. The only thing I want to just mention is that. It could be that the aid was puzzled, but there were loads of people, other people there. So it's not so pashut that you could puzzle everybody. Maybe the other people could be constituted kosher witnesses. Other people in the crowd, that's a discussion allowed in the postgame. So we're not going to get into that. Akopanim, we have here a hamur mikola amur shehovi yesh benid not sveik sveik ala hakel shem eid kedushin pasul min ator v'kedushin b'teilem v'shem imam v'goyin is abra. Maybe the eid kedushin is pasul min ator and the kedushin is batal, and maybe the father is a goy. Yesh lahatiro lavoi l'kahal b'kahal Hashem, and he can get married. Mazel tov. And this mimer was given over to the editors of this journal from the great rabbi and Gaon Rabbi Gad Yazdi. So we thank him. V'tshuas chein chein lo, as it says here in the footnote. Okay, Marv Rabbi Yisai, what can I tell you? We've had a shiurim from Chacham Ovadia in the past, and it's just so geschmack to learn him. So hopefully we will continue in the future and learn a lot more mitorat Rabbeinu. I have here in my study where I sit and I try to understand the Word of God. I have a picture of numerous Gedolei Yisrael, and one of them is the great Chacham, Rabbi Ovadia Yosef, Rabban Moran Shel Yisrael, as it says here. This was published, this particular volume was published in Kislev, in Tovshin Ayin Hey. It's interesting that the editors are apparently Ashkenazim, and it comes out of Brooklyn. Isn't that interesting? It comes out of Brooklyn. Ashkenazi editors. Yeah, definitely Ashkenazi. You see the names here of all the people that's... Lili Nishmasam and family members. Anyway, in this journal, they have a lot of nice hespedim of the Chacham. They have a hesped from Rabbi Tzinner, from Rabbi Rudinsky, from Munsi. And Rabbi Rudinsky is also not a small gaon. And many other interesting personalities, from Meir Mazuz, discusses Shitata Limud Al Pi Maran HaGaon Rav Ovadia Yosef. Moshe Harari, a lot of great, fascinating stuff over here. So I definitely recommend it here. Called Hamash Beer. And please do yourself a favor and learn it. All right, it's on the Otzer HaChachma. You can get it otherwise. I thank you so much for listening. Okay, shalom, shalom, sweetie.